Just begin by introducing yourself, please.
Ewan Scott, been at the bike station just over 2 months.
What do you do here? What's your job?
We refurbish old bikes, just to sell them on again.
Is this not really a normal day for you though? I mean, you've got quite a few interlopers in the building.
There is quite a lot of people we've not seen before in here, that's for sure. A bit of a media scrum.
What do you think of them all coming here today?
Well, I don't know. I'm wondering that myself. It's a bit like the thick of it, really.
Have any of the politicians
come
and spoken to you or asked you about your work?
Yeah, like what politicians are here?
At the moment, it's Mike Pringle, who's the MSP for the area, and Fred McIntosh, who's the prospective candidate for Edinburgh South, and Nick Clegg, the Liberal Democrat leader, is going to be turning up.
They'll wander through. Everyone's sort of jumping on the green bit just now, aren't they? So,
do you feel that that's a little bit what's going on?
Well, of course. That's what the bike station is. Bike to work, we're all cyclists. The green thing's good.
What's your name?
Matthew.
You're also a mechanic?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you just getting on with things as normal today, doing your work?
Just getting on with things normal. Doesn't make much difference to us.
And what are your thoughts on the great and the good from the Liberal Democrats coming and visiting the bike station? Is it a good thing?
It's good for us for publicity, but as for politics, don't know much.
Not
interested, really.
Are you going to be voting?
No, probably not.
How about yourself, Ewan?
Well, I suppose if I had to vote, it would be Lib Dem, because the other two, I don't think they could be any worse, put it that way. But I don't see there'd be any wars ending anytime soon, regardless of who's in or where all the money went.
So neither of you will probably vote in the next general election anyway?
No.
So, Nick Clegg's just arrived.
For yourself?
So we sell kids' bikes, we do adults' bikes.
My name's Fred McIntosh, I'm the Liberal Democrat candidate here in Edinburgh South.
And what are you doing here in the bike station today?
We wanted to come and bring Nick Clegg to the bike station because it's a great community project, and I think it illustrates the importance of the third sector, of local community groups, and getting people out of their cars and reintroducing them to cycling, which is an important thing in a city like Edinburgh.
And have you ever been here before, Fred?
Yes, I got back into cycling only a couple of months ago. My children bought me my new bike here as a 40th birthday present. And the point about it is that people who otherwise wouldn't go to the expense of buying a new bike can get a reconditioned one, which saves landfill, helps the environment, but gets them back on the road. And I've been cycling again for the first time in probably 15 years because of the bike station. And I think that's 100% what it's about.
You probably know, but Edinburgh is the only city signed up to the Charter of Brussels for targets on cycling.
It is, and the council's constantly trying to do more on cycling. I mean, one of the things that my colleagues want to do is to improve the quality of the road surfaces, because obviously they can be pretty treacherous if you're a cyclist.
Especially after the winter we just had.
Especially after the winter. So the investment levels are up to £20 million a year, which is record levels of investment for Edinburgh, and hopefully will make a difference to cyclists and indeed pedestrians and drivers as well.
As you mentioned, the current council has some fairly positive and progressive policies in terms of cycling and funding, and my understanding is that the kind of cycling community in Edinburgh is quite happy about that. Some slightly more negative things have been happening with cuts to frontline services and community groups. Is that affecting the area where you're standing to be a parliamentary candidate?
I think in Edinburgh South people have been concerned, and obviously I've been contacted by those involved in various groups which have had small cuts on their funding. And you have to recognise that that's obviously a concern to those groups. The problem is, as I understand it, we live in difficult financial times where the recession's meant council income is spread much more thinly. The thing I find on the doorsteps is there's a recognition. If anyone comes to your door and says, vote for me, there'll be no cuts to frontline services, I think they're lying. There is a massive government deficit. The property market is not moving in this city, and that's very important to the council. So clearly people aren't happy with anything that they're involved with receiving a reduction in funding. But there is, I think, a recognition that this is not this is attributable to the wider economic problems that we find in the society. So I don't see it significantly affecting my campaign. In fact, people are very much more interested to talk about the recession as a whole and the need to get the jobs market moving and sort out the banks, some of the messages Vince Cable are saying, and that's what I hear more of on the doorstep.
What are the key issues for Edinburgh South?
Well, I find that it is that issue. It's that issue of how do we rebuild our economy in a way that doesn't rely on the financial services sector again.
But that's a global thing. What are the local issues?
Well, the local issues are all about protecting or speaking up for the local community. So I have been a candidate now for 4 years. I live locally. And we have been working hard to protect local services. So we were campaigning against post office closures. We've been campaigning. We campaigned to protect the Greenbelt, which is a big issue. The people don't want to see the city expanding into it, agricultural land. They want to see new homes on the brownfield sites. That's definitely a big issue. And of course, there's also the how we deliver a more sustainable society. And that's both local and national. So it's a big issue about climate change and carbon reductions, but also it's about how we change Edinburgh. And this is why we're back at the bike station, because this is a way people can see a change and change their lifestyles and bring people with them.
But Fred, even if you get elected, you're actually going to be able to have an impact on those things. I mean, post office closures and the economy and all of this.
Ultimately, the more people who vote Liberal Democrat, the more Liberal Democrats will be elected. And the more Liberal Democrats there are in Parliament, the more of our ideas will happen. As a Scottish Liberal Democrat, I know we achieved a lot in government in the Scottish Parliament over 8 years because people voted for us. So my attitude to a Westminster election is the more people who vote for us, if I'm elected and there are more Liberal Democrat MPs, we'll get more done. And if you like what we stand for, vote for it, because the others aren't going to do anything remotely similar.
Be honest, did you come here and buy a bike because you knew you were coming here for a photo
shoot? No, I didn't actually. I came and bought a bike because I needed a bike. And I wasn't about to pay £250 for a new one when I could get one from here.